I could have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we will begin today's post-race media availability for the third annual Pocono Green 250, recycled by J.P. Mascaro and Sons. And we are joined by our runner-up finisher today, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 23 Allegiant Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Chase, it was fun watching you drive up there through the field, and it seemed like if you had a few more laps, you may have had something for the 18. But please walk us through that run, and particularly after last week having a parts failure.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought our car was pretty good last week, too, and I wish we would have had a shot there as that race went along to see, you know, once the 18 fell out. I didn't think I had anything for him. But, you know, today I think kind of similar to last week. I feel like I could run, you know, by the end of a run, I feel like I could maybe get close to his pace, but I don't think I could run him down without being in his draft. So there was a point in time where he had a penalty and was coming back to the field, and I got in his draft and was able to keep up with him, and actually thought that I was going to be in a good spot by the end of a run because I thought my car drove better than his. He was just faster, had a little more speed. So that was kind of the balance, you know, trying to figure out how much speed you wanted to give away for balance. And we hedged more on the driving good side. And, you know, it was a good day, but not good enough.
We'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Zach and work our way around.
Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. Chase, it seemed like you were one of the most comfortable guys with this package right off the start of this race. It seemed like you were comfortable making some more aggressive moves than others. Was that just a feel that you had with the car?
I don't know. I thought there was a lot of guys that was making, you know, or that were making some pretty aggressive moves as well, but you had to have those opportunities to make aggressive moves. And, you know, luckily my car drove pretty good. And by the end of a run, I felt like it drove better than most. So, allowed me to, you know, do some more things than others.
Additional questions for Chase. We'll go Scott.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Chase, can you just talk a little bit about your thoughts on how the package went today?
Yeah, it's definitely different for sure. I'm not sure that it's the right fit or the perfect fit, at least for this racetrack. You know, you're still lifting a fair amount. So it's you know, a fine line of how well you want your car to drive versus how fast you want it to go. And then, you know, the person who kind of guesses that the best is going to be pretty good. So I think it'll probably be pretty good next week at Michigan, because I think you'll be closer to wide open there, easier. And you have to be wide open with a fair amount of confidence, because when you get in traffic, you can probably split that in half, and that about half of that confidence is going to go away. So in order to be wide open, you know, when you get behind cars is going to be tough to do. And then today we were too close to that borderline, I felt like, to, you know, to be the pack race that they were shooting for.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. I want to talk to you next week about Michigan, but the cup race, you need to talk about going back there. You had some good finishes last year at Michigan, and your thoughts heading there.
Yeah, I think, you know, Michigan's been a good track to us for whatever reason. We've had a couple opportunities to run the top two there, and you know, would love to have a couple of them back. But, you know, it's been a good place. I look forward to going there. I don't really know why it's been good to me. I really don't. We didn't run very good there last fall, so it's not just the track and magic. I think that you have to have your things going in the right direction. I think for us right now, we have a little bit of momentum. I felt like last week as a company we were better and making strides in the right direction. So, you know, whether Michigan suits the gains that we've made, I don't know if it will or not, but it seemed like Charlotte did. And, you know, the good news is we see more places like Charlotte than we do Michigan. So I hope that we can carry some of that stuff forward.
Tom?
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch. Chase, how much can this ride filling in for Spencer help you with momentum over on the cup side? Does the second place finish today give you a little bit more confidence heading into the cup race tomorrow, and can that translate a little bit?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that if you run on Saturday, it's more just for fun and you know, it just something to go drive. You know, for me, I don't have a ton of opportunities to go drive other things other than on Sundays. So I like to, you know, take advantage of opportunities when I have them. And luckily, you know, not the greatest circumstances to go do it. But, you know, for me, I had a chance to go race on Saturdays, and I enjoy racing.
Chase, nice run out there today. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.